Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. That music means it is time for a Bucko Minute. We welcome in Pirates reporter Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette. He is on the field. He is in Wrigley as the Buccos and Cubs meet for a Labor Day night clash. Coverage of that game starting next hour right here on The Fan. Jameson Taillon against Jared Jones, the pitching matchup tonight in Chicago. Noah, where does Wrigley rank? I mean, that is one that people always put pretty high on their ballpark list. Where does that one rank for you?
For me. Oh, can you hear me now?
Yep, I got you.
Oh, yeah. It's number one for me, Donnie. I my first time here was my senior year of high school, right after I graduated. It was a graduation gift from my dad. We came here to watch the Pirates play in July of 2013, right when they were, you know, making that push to make their first playoff appearance in two decades. And one of the best days of my life. And yeah, it's a special place to watch a ball game.
One of the best days of your life. What?
Yeah,
who pitched that day? How did it go down?
Francisco Liriano threw a complete game.
Man,
and the Pirates
those were the
won,
days.
I believe the Pirates won 6-1.
Now, obviously you've been to a good bit covering the team, but have you gone to, like, the historic ones? Like, you've been to Fenway, right? You've been to
most of them. I've toured Fenway. I've not been there for a game. Just obviously talked to you a couple weeks ago when I was at Dodger Stadium. I've been to 22 of the 30. And, yeah, so I feel like I've seen a wide array of them, and this still ranks at the top.
Jared Jones gets the ball tonight for the Buccos, the 22-year-old this year, a 3.88 ERA. His last outing was against the Cubs a little over a week ago, or about a week ago. Only four innings, five earned runs. He gave up two home runs. He got beat up a little bit, four strikeouts and three walks. Do you expect Jones to bounce back from that? How do you think he'll be handled the rest of the way as well?
Yeah, I expect him to be a little bit better. I didn't hate how he looked in those first three innings. that he pitched in his last outing. It was just that fourth inning gave him a little bit of a problem. It'll be interesting to watch him against this team. This is the fourth time he's facing him. He hasn't faced any other team four times in his big league career. I think the key for Jones is getting the secondary stuff to go. If the slider's working, if the curveball's going, if he can change speeds, he's a much better pitcher. But, you know, if it's only his fastball, eventually guys are going to time that. Or in other cases, if his fastball's not working and it's only his slider, eventually guys are going to get a hold of that pitch too. He's got to be able to throw his top two pitches consistently. And I think as far to answer the back end of your question or the second part of it, I think he's going to get a little bit more length or a longer leash, I should say, than other guys in this rotation, simply because of the shutdown, or not shutdown, but the injury keeping him on the shelf for, you know, over a month. This guy doesn't have as much of a wear and tear issue as others. And I think they want to see him put together a full body of work. And that means letting him go deep into ball games if the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah, a 5.63 ERA in his three starts against the Cubs, obviously all coming this season with Jones being a rookie. Jameson Taillon, the old friend on the other side, Noah, a 3.85 ERA for the Cubs, who are trying to make a late season playoff push. The 32-year-old is 9-8 on the year. However, he has struggled against the Buccos in his career. In his last five starts against Pittsburgh, an ERA around 6 in the last time out, the Pirates. Now, he did pitch into the seventh inning, but he did give up 4 earned. That was the game where the Cubs just almost scored 20 runs, so not a lot of pressure was on Taillon in that game. But the last 4 starts for Taillon, and 5 out of the last 6 starts for Taillon, he has allowed 4 runs or more against the Pirates, the Tigers, the Guardians, the White Sox, just 1 run allowed against the Cardinals, and then 6 runs allowed against the Reds. So you can't say he's been super super sharp in his last handful of games.
No, but I mean, one thing Taillon does have going for him is his kryptonite, Jack Sawinski, will not be in the lineup tonight. Go ahead and look up Jack Sawinski's numbers against Taillon. They're unbelievable, but obviously, he's playing a game in Indianapolis right now, so he won't be here. But, I mean, yeah, familiarity, I think it's more an advantage to the hitter than it is the pitcher. And, I mean, there's a lot of guys in this lineup who have seen Taillon, you know, not just a couple times this year, but numerous times throughout their career. I feel like Ryan Reynolds hits this guy pretty well. And there are a couple of other guys who I think put together consistently good at-bats against him. And having just seen him last week, they should have a good idea of what they're going to look to try to do against them when they're at the bat. So, I mean, it's a good opportunity for the Pirates to snap a win streak. I mean, the Cubs are one of, if not the hottest teams in baseball. They've won 6 straight heading into today. So, Pirates are going to have their work cut out for them.
Yeah, I mean, the Cubs have basically been the polar opposite of the Pirates as of late. The Pirates 4-6 in their last 10. The Cubs are 9-1. Cubs are 14-6 in their last 20, and 20-10 in their last 30. The Pirates in those games, 7-13 in their last 20, 9-21 in their last 30 games. What have some of the people that cover the Cubbies been saying has been the real key to their turnaround, a team that now all of a sudden very alive in the NL wildcard race?
I think it's more just this is what you build a team to do. You don't build a team to, you know, just get you to the All-Star break or get you to the trade deadline and then prey on a couple of additions taking you to the next level. You build a team that can take you through 162. And when you're hovering a few games beneath 500 in July, if you're part of an organization that's used to playing meaningful baseball all the way through the season, you don't panic. You just, you know, stick to the course. And they've got guys, they invested in guys in the offseason who have been able to put together some solid years at the plate, and they're really turning it on now. It seems like everything with this team's kind of clicking right now.
How do you feel about the big change defensively with O'Neill Cruz? I mean, I don't think we've talked since that change happened, but just on the defensive side of things, how do you feel he has handled it? So
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Far.
I think he's looked good so far. I'm sure there's going to come point in this final month of the season where he makes a very, very ugly mistake, because that's what happens when you change positions mid-season, especially when you haven't played the position that you're moving to. But, I mean, so far, so good. We've seen him, you know, make clean route or go off to clean routes to balls in the air. He's hit the right cutoff, man. He's thrown it to the right base. We saw him flash that arm briefly in his first game in center field last week. So, I mean, it's a very small sample size, but he really hasn't made any notable blunders that I've noticed in the few games that we've seen him out there.
The thing I like a lot about it, Noah, is that I'm sure people had the fear that with all of that happening on the other side of the baseball, that Cruz would go into a slump at the plate or he would find himself struggling. I mean, he has been great in the back half of this season. I mean, the average all the way up, and I know that's kind of an old school number to look at, but that's up around 275. His OPS plus is 120, which, just for reference, people, only 3 points behind Brian Reynolds, and think about how good of a year Reynolds has had. I mean, he's going to be a 2020 player. Like, his demeanor at the plate has basically just gotten better. He hasn't been all caught up with what has happened defensively, which is something I love to see.
Yeah, I mean, he last month in August, he tied with Aaron Judge for the highest batting average in baseball. Both of them hit .389. And anytime you're tied with Aaron Judge in any offensive category, you're doing well. So I think the biggest development with Cruz this second half has been his ability to hit left-handers. I mean, he's not just getting by anymore. He's actually hitting them very well. He's been very productive from that side of the plate, and that used to be his kryptonite. You know, throw him breaking balls and get a lefty in there to face him, but that's no longer an answer you can go to against Cruz. So as this guy continues to develop as a hitter, he's going to be a plus player wherever you have him in the field. And center field, if he can figure that out and just be an average defender with the way he's shaping up as a hitter, I mean, the Pirates might have the player that they advertised us to have a couple of years ago.
Do you think offensively he could ever be in the same stratosphere as somebody like Judge? I know that's hard to say because Judge is doing some historic things, but do you think Cruz can at least get into that galaxy?
I mean, Judge and Ohtani are really just in a world of their own, but I think he could be in the tier beneath them. And I think that's not taking anything away from him. It's just, you know, I don't think he can be a top two hitter in the world is what I'm trying to say. But I think he could be top 15 if all goes well. I mean, the way he's, you know, grown this year in his first true full big league season has been impressive to me, especially at the plate. And granted, you're still going to see some games where it doesn't all look good. You know, he's gonna have some games where he goes over four and swings and misses a lot, or hits into some double plays, or, you know, makes some mistakes. But this guy is, I don't know if you could point toward another player who took more steps forward this year than O'Neal Cruz, and most of them have come offensively, and that's what they need. This team needs hitters. They need a presence at the plate, especially one that can produce power, and that's what this guy's becoming.
Noah Hyles, Pirates reporter from the Post-Gazette. Noah, thanks for taking the time, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Donnie.
There we go. Follow along with Noah. Great stuff at the Post-Gazette. He and Andrew Destin, Alex Stumpf as well, those guys do a great job covering the Buccos. A 7:40 first pitch tonight in Chicago, the North Shore Tavern leadoff show at 6:45 with Dan Zangrilli. PM team overtime coming up in just a little bit, but up next, the hodgepodge of nothingness. What else did Sean and I want to talk about today? We'll get into that coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Visit Sun Chevy on Washington Road in McMurray or sunchevy.com. Sunny, a beautiful Labor Day for you. High of 73. Pony?
Hey, it's Andrew Filippone for the Circa Resort and Casino. You can feel it in the air on this Labor Day. Football is back. First game is Thursday. Our team's first game is Sunday. Have you made plans yet for your big road trip of the year? Where are you headed? If you've picked Vegas for the game of the year, you need to meet me at the Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Vegas, Old Vegas. We are going to have the time of our lives. I can promise you that at the Circa in October. Friday before the game, we're giving away tickets. Yeah, this is such a tough ticket to get. Oh, so hard. So many people begging for a better price on tickets. How about free overhang bar tailgate party at the Circa overlooking everything? We will be there for that Saturday. Meet me at the stadium swim outside at Circa, a bucket list thing to do for every sports fan. The 150-foot TV, the 6 swimming pools. It is such a blast. Join me at the Circa, circalasvegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.